We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate March 7th. The tale of Jason and the Argonauts is one of the biggest and boldest stories in Greek mythology, and it involves some of the greatest heroes, many of whom are depicted in the stars, from the twins of Gemini to mighty Hercules. The boat itself was placed in the stars as well, but even it was too big. Astronomers eventually split it apart. The original constellation was Argo Navis. It was first drawn almost 3,000 years ago. It was far larger than any of the other ancient Western constellations, and for a long time that was just fine. But as astronomers began studying the stars with telescopes, the Argo was just too big. There were too many stars and other objects within its borders to catalog. In 1756, French astronomer Nicolas-Louis de la Caille decided to do something about it. He split the Argo apart. He kept the references to the boat, though. So his new constellations were Carina, the keel, Vela, the sail, and Puppis, the poop deck, the deck at the back of the boat. And those constellations are still in use today. Carina is best known for its brightest star, Canopus. It's the second brightest star in the night sky. And from the southern latitudes of the United States, it crawls low across the south in early evening at this time of year. As night falls, it's just above the horizon, almost directly below Sirius, the brightest nighttime star. We'll have more about Canopus tomorrow. And you can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.